It's time for Fayette Focus, a community service program aired each weekday on WCHO AM 1250.
Welcome to the program. Brian Wolf with you today, and of course our special guest today, Clark Leith, and he has a book that he has written. First of all, Clark, where are you from? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in Washington Courthouse, Ohio, and of course the house I was born in is right down on 720 Eastern Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm currently a guard at DHL Air Park in Wilmington, Ohio.
Okay.
It was during this time that I wrote this book.
Mm-hmm.
Not while I was on duty, but a lot of them kid me about that. I said, no, I didn't work 24-7. You know, I did have time off.
Well, we want to talk about the book. Clark has written his first novel, and it's, right, am I right about that?
This
is your first
correct.
Novel, and it's called The Haunting of Downing Chapel. Let me get that title right. The Haunting of Downing Chapel.
That's correct.
And it's called, what was the other that went with it? I've forgotten. The Prodigal. Is that what? That's the Prodigal.
My pen name is called The Prodigal.
The Prodigal. That's your pen name. Okay. We wanted to make sure that we got everything right there. And, of course, it is being published by Publish America. And, of course, the book is, the proceeds from the book are going to someplace very special. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, we've been needing a church at 1230 Washington Avenue at the House of Prayer. And when I wrote this book, I didn't know the reason God had me to write it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But later on, he made that reason plain. And the proceeds are dedicated toward this endeavor to build us a church, which we need.
Mm-hmm.
The old one is getting beyond repair. And it's pretty impossible to keep the roof from leaking, so
mm-hmm.
that is what we're going to do.
I know that before we went on the air, Clark and I talked about the church, and the church was built in 1919, I believe you told me, right?
That's correct.
Right. So it's lived a good life, but I guess it's time to move on and get something newer in there, something safer.
That's correct.
Yeah.
My great-uncle Henry Leith built it in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
And during the Depression years, he built the tabernacle also. And of course, over the years, it had gotten bad, and we had to tear it down. So the new church, we have plans for building it where the old tabernacle sat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told everyone that purchases a book that their contributions is helping toward building his church. I want them all to come and see what their kind generosity has done when the church is done.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they can come now,
yeah.
Especially then.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Now, we were talking, Clark and I were talking the other day by way of telephone, and you were telling me that you had have written some short stories before you got into this novel. How long have you been doing writing?
Ever since 2001. My story goes back to 2001. I was a prodigal that had left my father's house, and I had walked the road of a prodigal for 30 years. And in 2001, as I like to say, God unleashed the hounds of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I called my niece, Sharon Maynard, who's a Christian, asked her if she'd get her family and meet me at her mother's house. Her mother is my sister-in-law, and her husband's my brother, Larry Leith, who passed away in the year 2000. They met me there, and we prayed long and loud several times, but I couldn't get through. And they finally called for their pastor, Neil Matson, to come and pray with me also. I'm from the old holiness cap crowd. I believe in praying through.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't find peace with God. I got off my knees, and I said I didn't get through. And Brother Neil Matson said, well, let's pray again. And he put his hand on my head, and we prayed again. And that night, I felt a bright light come around me. And I was amazed by it. I knew I was born again. I was a child of the living God. Well, after this time, Brian, my story starts here. But during this time, I was a builder by trade, and I was out of work that winter, and as I was picking my son Jason up, he worked at USA to bring him home, I didn't expect an answer from God. I just said, Lord, are you hiring? And I will never forget, he said, right. I began to talked to the Lord. I said, Lord, I can't write. I'm no writer. I never liked English, and I never liked literature when I was in school. I said, I just don't know how to cross the T's or how to dot the I's. And God spoke to me at that moment. He said, if you hold the pen, I'll give you the words. And those words came at time like lightning speed from another world. Mm-hmm. And I began, like you say, I began writing short articles, and I would print them out and put them at our church and different places. So I felt impressed to try to write a novel. I didn't know why God wanted me to write a novel. But I began writing this novel, and I'd promised God that all I would write would be stories of the divine nature and only what he gave me. Well, I felt the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and I knew that God was writing this book, but I wasn't settled on writing fiction. But I didn't realize at that time I was putting a lot of myself into the book. And I talked to my sister Clara about it, and she said, well, God may be revealing things to you that actually happened in another time and place. One night, God gave me what I call revelation. I had written in the book that they had sung what you might call an inauguration song, inviting everybody to come back to the restored chapel. I decided to use the song entitled The Church in the Wildwood. I'd always called it that. Well, I thought I'd better look up the words to make sure I got them right. And I had written that they sang this song in Downing Chapel before the new seats was installed. It shocked and amazed me what I read. This song was actually sung for the first time in a church, I believe in Kansas, before there was any seats installed. I knew then God had put his approval upon it. Brian, I have seen this book touch hearts. It is selling down to DHO Airpark, where I work, and everyone that tells me said, when we pick it up, we can't put it down. It's touching their hearts. It's touching their lives. Now, I asked God, I said, Lord, I said, I'd like to see one soul find God for every copy sold. I had another revelation after this. As the book was being published, I began counting the proceeds, how much I'd make off of it. And God spoke to me and said, son, would you rather have the money that comes from this book, or would you rather for this message to touch hearts? It brought me to my knees, and I said, Lord, I'd rather for the message to touch hearts. And he spoke to me. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things shall be added unto you. Mm-hmm. And that's when he impressed upon my heart to put the proceeds toward helping us build a church.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't ask for a better cause than that right there to do that. Now, the book is like 200 pages, right?
That's correct.
Right. Now, how long did it take you to write this novel?
I would say it probably took between 6 months to a year.
Mm-hmm.
I had give up on ever having it published. All the publishing companies I got a hold of, they wanted a large amount of money, and I can understand why. But I always felt that if it deserved any merit at all, if it had any merit, that someone would be willing to publish it. I put it on the back shelf, and I'd given up hopes of ever having it published. And finally, the Spirit seemed as if the Spirit said, now's the time. I started contact. The first publishing company I contacted was Publish America after this period of time. And they said, send us your manuscript by way of email, and within 2 weeks, we'll get back with you. We'll tell you what we think. In 3 days, they emailed back and said, we want to publish your book. It won't cost you a dime.
No, oh, that's good.
that's
excellent. Yeah, yeah. So you started out writing like 2000, right? You said you started like in 2000, and 8 years later, here you've got your first novel. So that's pretty good progress.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Now, tell us a little bit about the book without actually giving it away.
Okay, well, Brian, here's what they got on the back page. It says, as I was writing The Haunting of Downing Chapel, I came to realize that Downing Chapel had been living in my heart and lurking in the shadows of my mind. Dwelling in the hidden recesses of my heart were the memories of a bygone era and a simpler and purer style of worship. The Haunting of Downing Chapel is a story of a faith that triumphs and of a church that was baptized with the old-time fire. It's a story of a chapel that has been abandoned and haunted by a mysterious voice out of the past. Our main character, Brad Greystone, has been summoned home by his father, the church's founder, to restore Downing Chapel so worship services can be held there once again. His father's chapel is the instrument that God is going to use to bring him back into the fold of his fellowship. And they wanted me to write an author's profile. For that, I put Homeland Security as my picture on the back page of the book. It says, The Haunting of Downing Chapel was written while I was a security guard at the DHL Air Park in Wilmington, Ohio. The best security any nation can have is Jesus Christ and his people knowing him as Lord and Savior. Then I give where that can be found. King James Version of the Bible, Psalms chapter 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Now, you did this during your off time. When you,
that is correct.
When you,
I
when
didn't
you
write on duty.
Yeah. Now, how much time did you spend an evening? An hour, a couple hours, or more?
Sometimes it would be more than that. It all depended on the inspiration I would get from God. Sometimes I would do quite a bit of writing. I would feel the Spirit come, and I'd start jotting down notes. Then I'd transfer them to my computer as quick as I could. A lot of the notes I took in longhand as I felt the Spirit speaking with me, then I would transfer them to the computer.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you have to do a lot of revisions, or did it just pretty much flow for you and you didn't have to do
some? I had to do some revisions. Now, some of it, pretty much stayed the same. But once the book was done and they received the manuscript, we had to go over and edit it. And my daughter, Tammy, Coker now, she helped me edit the book. And then they have a senior editor at Publish America that goes over it after we're done. And he does the final editing of it.
Mm-hmm. So now, did they help you out with any English mechanics about, you know, punctuation marks, any kind of faux pas you might have made in as far as the mechanical writing part of it?
Yes, they did. They helped me put the commas where they need to go. And one of the things I always had trouble with was I'd be writing in the past tense, and I'd go to the present tense, and back and forth. And they told me, said, keep it in one tense. So they helped me with this, and my daughter helped me quite a bit with it, too. And the spelling wasn't too bad on, but some of the other things, like I say, I wasn't exactly sure how to completely form my sentences. So they give me a great deal of help on that.
Mm-hmm. I've always wondered about that, whether when you see people, you see books that have been written, whether those people were really all that great with their English mechanics, or did they have some help with the publishers? Now, I guess that answers my question on that. Now, how long did it take you from beginning to write this book until you finished it and were ready to have it published?
I would say, well, like I say, I put the manuscript on hold. In fact, at one time, I thought, well, you know, I'm never going to do any good with it. I had given up, and I was even thinking about getting rid of the manuscript, but something inside said, no, don't get rid of the manuscript. Mm-hmm. So I would say it probably lay dormant for a couple years.
Until
I decided to pick it up again.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long did it actually take you to write from beginning to end? Now, I know you said you kind of laid it to the side. Now, was it already finished when you laid it aside, or did you get, like, you know, so much done with it and thought, well, I'm not going to get it done. Maybe I'll get back to it later?
No, it was completely finished. In fact, I even tried printing out some pamphlets myself, mm-hmm. but I realized it wasn't going to be professional quality, and I couldn't put it all in one pamphlet. Mm-hmm. It was too large. I just didn't have the machinery to make the book, you know. Even if I had, I realized now that I could have never get it circulated like it needed to be. Mm-hmm. And Publish America has been helping me a lot with that. They've got a hold of different newspapers, and they've run articles about the book, and which has really helped tremendously.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're going to have a book signing, and that's coming up March the 29th.
That is correct.
And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the book signing, the Wilmington News Journal told me that it said, when you are ready for a book signing, let us know. And, of course, they're the one to publish the article about me and put the picture that you see on the back of the book. And so I contacted them, and I told them, I said, the book signing will be on March the 29th. It'll be on a Saturday, March the 29th, from the hours of 5 in the evening till 7 in the evening. Mm-hmm. And it'll be at Books and More, which is located at 28 West Main Street, Wilmington, Ohio, which is right beside the Murphy Theater.
I want to say that's right downtown, if I remember right there. So right across, or right beside, I should say, right beside the Murphy
that's
Theater.
Correct.
I started to say across from the Murphy Theater. No, that's not right. Now, do you know how much the book is going for as far
yes,
as price goes?
They set the price on a Publish America of $19.95. Now, they can order that online through Publish America, and also they can send in a certificate and get it. Now, the certificate says $16.95 plus shipping and handling, which is $3.50, which actually comes to $20.45. So they can actually get it cheaper online. And also, I have copies that I sell to different people. And if they'd like to purchase one from me with the author's signature, they can contact me at 335-2205. Mm-hmm. That's our home telephone number.
Mm-hmm. Well, Clark, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and we wish you the very best in selling this book. It's called The Haunting of Downing Chapel. Publish America is the publisher. And once again, that book signing will be March 29th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Books and More there in Wilmington. And the very best to you on selling this book and helping out your church there.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate you having me on your program.
And thanks for tuning in.
Join us each weekday at this time for Fayette Focus.